This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. First up, have you ever suffered from mental health issues? Well, many people have, with some even choosing to take their own life. To help minimise the risk of that happening, the North Yorkshire Suicide Task Group has published a new report which identifies those most in need. Inspector Bill Scott from North Yorkshire Police has been telling us what they're doing to address the issue.
Research by the King's Fund would indicate that people who have a serious mental illness, approximately 45% of those people will be a victim of crime within any 12-month period, which is massive. People who've got a serious mental illness, 69% of women will be a victim of domestic violence, 40% of men in that situation. 80% of people who go missing from home are thought to be having a mental health crisis at the point that they go missing. So there are some real effects that mental distress and crisis has upon people's safety, and that's where we get involved to try and keep people safe. We can't resolve that all ourselves. We're not mental health professionals. I would never want my staff to be able to think that they were. But what I would want is for them to be able to identify vulnerability and to know what to do at the time to keep people safe, not to exacerbate a problem, but also who to engage with to try and make sure that person gets the support and care that they need afterwards to get them back to a position of stability again.
And you mentioned the identifying vulnerability. The report from the County Council's Suicide Task Group has identified those most in need, and that's really important, isn't it? That's a great piece of work to help you with your work.
Yeah, I think there are five key ways in which all services need to be able to improve their game around mental distress and any form of vulnerability, really. The first is around about how we identify that vulnerability in the first place, and that comes about through training and awareness. The second is how we record on our own systems in a way which means something to our partners so that we can talk in a common language when we encounter that form of vulnerability. The third is around how we respond to it, both using our own internal resources and those of partners to make sure that people get the best service they can expect. The fourth is around how we refer between each other so that we know that we are able to have honest and open conversations within the realms of the law in order to make sure that we exchange information appropriately to keep people safe. And the last is a review process to try and make sure that we understand at the end of that what we think we've done, we've actually done, and that there is a mechanism to understand what residual risks are left for people and a plan in place to try and rectify them.
So it's all about trying to make sure that no one slips through the net. They are given that support when they need it.
Yeah, we are human. Police officers are human, and everybody who works in the public sector clearly has those same human fallibilities. I don't profess for one second that we will always get this right, because we're not mental health professionals. People present to us in a variety of different ways and presentations. Some people are extremely high functioning and able to continue day to day, and yet still experience some real deep inward emotional turmoil. And we might never be aware of that, but what I want people to do, what I want our own staff and the public as well, is to have that greater awareness so that they are thinking about somebody's mental welfare when they're talking to each other, and just being aware of the cues that might cause you to just probe supportively to try and make sure that somebody is given help and know that there is somebody there to be able to talk to if they do feel a degree of distress.
What do you think we can all do, simple steps we can take to help this whole process?
There will be very few people, if any, in this country who have no experience of mental distress, whether that be their own mental health issues that they've experienced. Certainly across the years, I know I've had mental health issues of my own, feeling anxiety, for instance. There will be members of the family, dementia, whether it comes from other form, depression, or friends, colleagues, just acquaintances. Everybody will have experience of that, and it's trying to encourage people to be open and to have those conversations, not to feel that talking about your own mental health is a taboo that will result in an active stigmatisation of you. Because I know North Yorkshire Police, for instance, as an employer, we've recently signed the Blue Light. It's a workforce engagement tool to try and make sure that people do feel able to talk openly about their own mental well-being, know that they're not going to be stigmatised as a consequence. And it's by being able to have those open conversations that it helps people to decompress and to feel a little bit better. It's that age-old adage about a problem shared is a problem halved. Being able to know that you've got someone to talk to can often be the first step in your recovery.
And it must make your job easier, knowing you have support from other agencies like the County Council, for instance, you know, that it's not just you having to deal with all of it?
There is a real sense of team effort across North Yorkshire, and it's something that I've been really proud to be involved in, whether it be the local authority in North Yorkshire, Tees Esking Weir Valley NHS Trust, who provide secondary mental health services across the county. There are charities who operate on varying different size footprints across the area, each of who has a vital role to play in trying to make sure that people are kept safe and supported. And it's been something which has ceased to become a job for me going back a year and a half ago, and has actually become what I consider to be a vocation now. This is something that I and other people are passionate about, trying to make a difference to help people.